Don't you love that that term? You're listening to RBN Network because you can handle the truth. I like that. Whoever made that up did a really good job.
Sort of like yours.
Oh.
Your quote is excellent, too.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah. I was just... I actually put it in my email. I said, oh, let me get that, and I can't remember it now. Truth
does not fear investigation. Fear. Or the expanded one, truth can withstand the most intense scrutiny and does not fear investigation, but rather invites exploration.
Yes. You know, this is how I ended my, I believe, my 9/11 timeline with this, is saying, I know I'm going to get blowback from these same people who perpetrated 9/11, the Jewish people, financiers of the world. And
is that the White House?
Excuse me. Yes, it was. It was.
Is that your red phone?
I think it was. now I just lost my whole train of thought. But
sorry.
It was the phone, not you. so anyway, you go back, and what was the cause of World War II? You know, how did it start in people, and in Hitler's peace plans, the prominent Jews of the day, mm-hmm. And it started. I have one in 1932. What is it? Germany is our public enemy number one. And it is our objective to declare war without mercy against her. And this is the president of the World Jewish League said this in 1932. And I have, you know, this goes on when people also say that, you know, Hitler started World War II. I just tell people March 24th, 1933.
Right.
But it goes on. So it is the White House.
You better get it. It might be important.
Yes, it's the black op people in the CIA. It's James Jesus Angleton coming back and getting
they have a statue of him in Israel, I think.
Correct? Yeah, I think there's two plaques, by the way, in Israel to him. And I've got to track that down. But he helped set up the Mossad and blah, blah, blah. It's but you have, what is... Why did they declare war? You know, it's always put in these history or whatever, in all of their things, that Hitler instigated this. And I've said this before, you can never even ask, well, wait a second. There's always cause and effect. I said, like with the Holocaust, I used to people and say, well, okay, let's say it happened. What could piss off Adolf Hitler so much that he would want to eliminate European Jewry? Wait a second. Did he just wake up one morning willy-nilly and say, hey, these people are no good. Let's take care of them. No, I mean, you can't even ask that question. That if he did do this, which of course he didn't, what could make somebody get so believably bent out of shape that want to take out a whole group of people?
Well, the same. So,
go ahead.
The same people, 89 countries or whatever, that kicked the Jews out 109 times. I mean, it isn't the countries that are at fault. It isn't the people in the country saying, "Oh, these people are just awful." No, it's because of the behavior of people who are of the Jews. Their behavior in those countries.
And I'm saying this as much for the Jews as for the Gentiles, because at the end of Holocaust Revisionism, I have a section, it's the third section, it's called Solutions for the Survival of Humanity, the Jewish Problem. And it puts forth that if they don't recognize what they're doing, then I think it's inevitable that this truthful information will spread, and people such as you and I, who have love in our hearts, are trying to deal with it in an intellectual way, others will just take them out. And, you know, and almost rightly so. I believe in the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. I believe that in no abortion and no capital punishment. I believe it across the board. And people always said, you're a stranger, you're lefty or righty, what the hell is, you know? I said, no, it's very simple, you know, for me anyway. And it's the same with Jews. It's like I've said this story before, David Irving, you know, they used to follow him around and disrupt him and all sorts of things and help you people.
Well, whatever happened with...
I'm trying to...
With your visit with him, did he leave on peaceful terms when he was visiting with you?
It was very strange. My sister made a wonderful, beautiful, big Italian. She has a really nice house, and once again, I don't like to talk, but he didn't even wait for her to sit down to eat.
Really?
A lot of things.
How
just
rude!
Really uncouth. Yeah,
uncouth. Yes.
I said something to him at the table, right? I couldn't believe it. It just astonished me. Anyway, even though my sister was unbelievably gracious toward him, and my sister is well educated and very Jew wise, and I told you before, she was my main person. I said, do not put Holocaust revision mount. Do not do it. It was left okay, but it was very strange. And if it wasn't, I mean, usually I would be much stronger with people that are so obnoxious, rude, I guess you could call it in a way, or just whatever. We tried to ask things because and he got uncomfortable. He thought the place was tapped. My sister first said, "You want to sit in the living room?" No. She goes, "Would you rather sit outside?" Then yes. Well, it was like very weird. Yeah, and my sister started asking questions that made him uncomfortable, and you know, and I brought up John Lennon and his assassination, and he was like, you know, that lefty pinko commie fag kind of thing. Not saying that exactly, but that's what he was saying. But it was, he felt defensive, and we weren't trying to make him feel defensive at all. It was left sort of okay, but he was supposed to sleep at my sister's, actually he wasn't, he was supposed to stay at my sister's house, and he said, no, I'm getting out of here.
Wow.
Yeah, but he was gracious enough. She made the whole, you know, here's your bed and here's your bedroom and na-na-na. And he was like, at the last second, no, I'm going to my next stop or whatever.
Wow.
I can tell you, I'm not going to say the next one because actually it was funny. Mark Weber told me to look out.
Wow.
And exactly what he told me happened. And I don't like hearing that kind of stuff. Anyway, nonetheless, even though I'm very strong about people dissing me in my own home in a very sweet way, I feel for him. And he's been through a lot, and he knows that he's capitulated, okay?
Sure.
He knows it. So, and you know, and he's enamored with his Rolls Royce and blah, 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 blah. So it's,
wow.
I can't talk now, Michael. Thank you. But he's taught a lot. You know, if it wasn't for his book on Dresden, it began it. You know,
it was a wonderful book. I mean, it was very good. But he leaves out the part.
Go ahead.
He leaves out the part about why Dresden why it was important to bomb Dresden to the Allies. I mean, there's a very important part. I mean, he talked about it, wrote a book about it, but you have to go back in history a bit. You know that Bernard Baruch in 1938 said, and I quote, "We are going to lick that fellow Hitler. He isn't going to get away with it." unquote. And so they targeted him. They targeted him when they declared economic warfare. They targeted Germany.
Yes, and well, this is, you know, people ask, well, this is what I was getting to a while ago. Why did the Jews are saying, well, Hitler started it. That's their whole premise.
Sure.
Hitler, you know, he started it. And, you know, you go back to Mein Kampf, we knew what was going to come. You know, but you see, you know, and then it's really, the games that they play are real cute because they don't tell you they declared war on him before he put a one-day boycott on their goods?
Sure.
And I think it was 3 or 4 days after that, later in March of 33.
Right. It was just to kind of say, okay, we can play that game too.
Right.
But, you know, for one day. And then you have to ask yourself about the false flag, Kristallnacht. How in the world did this... Yeah. This event take place in so very many places at the same time. I mean,
right,
seriously.
or what you know, the shooting by the Jew of the council in Paris, huh?
Right. Yes.
I mean, there's no reason for it at all.
Yes.
You know, I remember that part of it, and I learned that other part primarily from you, and then looked into it, and yes, it's rather interesting. And you know, you see Hitler's boy, they really want me. You see, I can't speak now, Michael. That's my best friend too, and he knows I'm on an interview. How interesting!
Oh,
he's on the other side.
Oh.
But you have Germany's unforgivable crime before the Second World War was her attempt to eradicate her economic power from the world's trading system and to create her own exchange mechanism, which would deny world finance its opportunity to profit, close quote. Winston Spencer Churchill.
Wow.
Okay? Now that, he was a rather good wordsmith, huh? He's telling you the Jews don't like what you're doing, Adolf. You're not playing their usury game.
Right,
and so that's what he's saying without saying it.
Sure,
but it's right there for everybody to see. And then you have Hitler says the nation does not live for the sake of our economic system, and the economic system does not exist for the sake of capital. On the contrary, capital is the servant of the economic system, and the economic system is the servant of the people. Adolf Hitler, or another quote from Hitler: "We were not foolish enough to try to make the currency backed by gold, of which we had none. But for every mark that was issued, we required the equivalent mark worth of work done or goods produced. We laughed at the time our national financiers held the view that the value of currency is regulated by the gold and securities lying in the vaults of a state bank." So it's, you know, I go on to say in another part, the international bankers, better than anyone, knew just how successful a system without usury would be. So, preemptively, on March 24th, 1933, they started World War II, with Judy declares war on Germany, Jews of the World Unite, and their aim was the total destruction of Germany. This barbaric strategy of annihilation was done as a lesson to any future government thinking of freeing its citizens from the evil usury. And that's really the bottom line for it. It's about control, because, of course, when people ask me, what's the number one problem, beside other things, it's usury. And people don't understand compound interest. And I don't know if I said this before, but here, for everybody's edification, is a very quick rule of thumb, the number 70. Okay, now you have a credit card with let's say your interest rate is 23%. Okay, so 23 into 70, three times, 69, right? 3 years. Wow. In 3 years, that money doubles.
Wow.
Okay, so it's whatever, you know, 10-year loan is 7% is 70. A 7-year loan at 10% is 70. But once you get into these credit card things, 23%, it doubles in 3 years.
And look at mortgages. I mean, if you don't know how you could pay that off, all you got to do is get an amortization schedule and learn that you collect most of the interest up front. And that you do yourself good just to pay the principal, and
well, they want that usury as fast as possible, Deanna.
Sure, but you could decrease it just a lot. by looking at what you're paying in that schedule. Could I share another day with you?
Yes.
In 1882, the first anti-Jewish Congress,
yes,
a movement of self-protection, convened in Dresden on September 11th and 12th, 1882, attended by delegates from all over Europe. In Dresden.
Yes, it's this goes along with, you know, as I said before on your show, Purim. And what they do on these days, and you know, the highway of death during World War, during the first Gulf War, and the first day of the shock and awe of the second Gulf War was a Purim. And I braggedly said to a few people when I heard in January of 2011 the euphemistic statement coming out of the United Nations Security Council, we must have a no fly zone over Libya, and so. You know, I knew it was coming, and I said the first bomb is going to drop on Purim.
Yeah,
and it did. So they show their hand. This is what I'm saying. This is what I brought out about Good Friday, 1917. And I go on and on and on about these kind of things. I've connected the dots. This is what I mean about back to Irving about you're all over the place. You're damn right I am.
Yeah,
I follow.
Because
I'm trying to see the whole. And my friend up in New York, a really wonderful artist up in New York. He's saying people, they just know about one thing, and it's like, he goes, it's everything, everything, and I'm saying you're damn right. And it's funny, and I might have said this on this story before, but I had a little falling out with him. I didn't talk to him for a few years. I called him back, and I spoke to him, and I said, you know, because he used the word Nazi or something, and I said, Billy, is not, you know, and I said, look, almost everything you've read about Adolf Hitler is the exact opposite. And Billy is like maybe the most open person I've ever met in my life. He said, you better fill me in on this, and you better be, you know, better be good. And I said, well, here we go. Give me 15 minutes. And so I gave him the overview, you know, my best 15 minutes, and he more or less said, oh, blank. And so we've been conned all our life into believing not only, you know, World War II, and believing all these things, believing vaccinations are good, believing fluoride in your water helps your tooth, believing, you know, it's just that GMOs are good, that everything across the board, this is, you know, it's all there to help you. You know, mm-hmm. I used to be a good liberal from New York. You know, and it's like, and I was brainwashed my own way, although I was always had a very, I guess, libertarian kind of liberalism in a way, that, you know, like no abortion kind of thing. And I saw things when they were clear cut, very, very easy. You can't trick me into that kind of stuff. Maybe that's my being brought up Roman Catholic, even though I fell out of Roman Catholic Church by the time I was 8 years old or 8 1/4, you know, and when I found out Cardinal Spellman. Was it true?
Oh my goodness!
Was it true?
Cardinal Spellman.
Yeah, I was just I was like 7, 8 years old, 65, 66, and I kept on hearing my cardinal being a cheerleader for the war, and I was like, "Wait a second, I'm learning in my catechism, 'Thou shalt not kill.' And this guy, not only for New York, he's the spokesperson for Catholicism in the United States, and he's going on cheerleading war. And I told you the story before, and my mother finally, we were there watching TV or something at dinner, and I said, and he came on and did it again. I said, Ma, what's with this guy? That's an 8-year-old boy. And I was like, and she goes, he's wrong, son. No, thou shalt not kill. And that was like super strong for her to say, because she never talked bad about anybody, and she was pretty devout Catholic. So.
Wow. Alrighty, we will be back in 3 minutes.
By the way, Cardinal Spellman, mother was Jewish.
Wow.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Mark R. Elsas, and we were talking about Cardinal Spellman, and the last comment that you made was, what?
That's what I said. My sister sent it to me, I don't know how many years ago. She sent me this article from the New York Times stating that Cardinal Spellman didn't know during his life, Madeleine Albright, John Kerry, that his maternal grandmother was Jewish. So it's I just went, oh, it comes full circle. Now I understand, you know, who he was. It's just it's like the Muranos. It's like, you know, what they did on March 31st, 1492 in Spain.
Right.
And they the Jews 4 months, which, by the way, another interesting thing about the March 31st thing is the March 31st, and here I go jumping around, 1939 was the Anglo-Polish alliance, which was
right.
Also French, with French alliance. And France then said later, 2 weeks later in May to Poland, we will attack, if German forces enter Poland, we will attack within 15 days, which, by the way, they did. But they met such resistance at the Siegfried Line that they stopped. But you see, and I've said this before, and people have said this before, but it's very apt, is that, you know, Poland, he was suckered into going to Poland. I would have went in a lot sooner, what was happening in Poland. And all the area that Adolf Hitler went for, you know, the French part, Alsace and Lorraine, and you have in Austria, and then parts of Czechoslovakia and Danzig in the corridor in Poland. These were all dramatic lands that were taken away during the Treaty of Versailles.
Exactly.
So he wasn't of this whole misnomer. And then, you know, doing what they were doing to the people from that March 31st, 1939, which said England said to Poland and France joined right in, if Germans step onto Polish soil, we will declare war. And then you see an escalation of hundreds of incidents inside of Poland, but to ethnic Germans. And nobody knows the real number of what happened, but it was atrocity after atrocity after atrocity of going on. And there was, you know, what was 80, 100,000 people at the border. That it just all of a sudden, and Hitler finally said enough.
Well, Poland flew at least 8 sorties over Germany before anything ever happened. I mean, and Poland, we're always led to
shooting and right.
Yeah, led to believe that all they had was horses.
Civil airliners. Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's what we're led to believe.
But then you have the. Well, yes, I couldn't imagine who's leading us down the garden path. You know, it's like let's fall into these poppy fields, okay?
Sure.
You know, like the Wizard of Oz, and go to sleep. I mean, they tell you right up front what they're doing, you know, in these kind of weird ways. And so you have, and Hitler goes in on September 1st, rightly so. And I'm sort of a real nice, loving guy and pacifistic, and I would have went in a lot sooner because I don't put up with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to be, and he was diplomatic to the very end. I forget, when was it, August 22nd? I don't have it in front of me. It was late August. He made overt gestures to England. Saying, like, we'll help you in Singapore or something with divisions. I mean, strange stuff.
True.
Bending over backwards up to the last moment to try to advert what was, I don't think he truly knew it was inevitable.
True.
And he had to know, I guess, because you can't be provoked in such a way. And they, you know, they did the same thing sort of lately with Ukraine and Russia. It's because it works. You shoot first or Pearl Harbor or whatever. You get the other person to shoot first, or as in the Gulf of Tonkin, you just say they shot first.
Sure.
You know, and just make it up. Or the 312 babies slaughtered in their incubator said by the ambassador to Kuwait's daughter, crying, 15 years old, and therefore 6 senators vote that way for the War Powers Act, stating specifically that's why.
Sure.
So and
you have the same thing with the chemical attacks on in Syria.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
If there wasn't if it didn't get caught up, the first one in the Parliament of England, the House of Commons Act.
Okay, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're gonna get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we have Mark R. Elsas, and we're talking about, a lot of very interesting things today. Talking about HitlersPeacePlans.com, talking about HolocaustRevisionism.com, RudolfHess.net, and we're talking about,
Usury.
The problem, yes.
Yes, it's... Yeah, just a little problem that we control almost every central bank in the world.
And, we don't. They do.
No. Yes, right. I was trying to make fun. Yes, we own the Federal Reserve, and so you have. I was just looking the last week of in Hitler's peace plans. You'll see it from number 15 on, and right before it, it's a painting of Adolf Hitler's that I put up, because of course he was also a terrible artist.
Yes, but isn't that amazing?
Just a house painter. Yes. It just every which way you can, you know, demonize, demoralize, whatever. It's over the top. You know, this is what I said about like 9/11 or the Holocaust. Once you look into it a little bit, it's almost comical, except, you know, in 9/11, 3,000 innocent people lost their lives, and a lot of others, which I was one of the first people to come out and say, I said, the air is going to kill 5 to 10 times this many people are going to have premature deaths. Sure. And then I remember the first study came out about pregnant women and low birth weights and miscarriages that came out like 2 years after. And I was like, And my friend who was there was a New York City fireman and just breathed all that stuff in and all the horrendous. And all those boys, almost all those boys buy the story. Some guy in a cave, stood down your Air Force, boys.
Amazing.
But once again, they got the top. It's like the army, in a way. It's the hierarchy of power in the police force and fire department. It was let known, and that, you know, there was a few firemen that came out and stuff, but they were threatened with all sorts of things that keep your mouth shut. And so this is how they do it. And it's through their money, the coercion of losing your, you know, a man's work. And, you know, you could be, you know, 19 years, 1 year away from pension and, you know, whatever. We'll get you on some drug test or whatever excuse we want to do. And we'll make an example of you, and everybody else will fall in line. And so, you know, once again, it goes back to the ASH experiment. If people like you and I and others just keep on putting forth, and, you know, like I said, I very rarely go on Facebook anymore, but I spent like an hour on it just looking another night, just looking at what people are putting up. And I had like a lot of old friends I first connected with. I went on Facebook for my film Strawberry Fields, and then it morphed into whatever. And all old girlfriends came back and all this stuff, and a lot of friends from the neighborhood, but very few of them, you know, want to know anything. It's
it meant want like, to know they, you. Yeah. We don't know this guy. Who is this guy? Mark? Who?
Yeah. Except one of my best friends back then is like says, Mark, man, you know, give me some of your interviews. I want to know.
Sure.
And Glenn, this old friend from the neighborhood that I've known since I was, you know, a little boy, he's always a sweetheart. He's always been a spiritual seeker in his own way. And so I wasn't amazed when he was like the only one really that wanted to know anything. You know, I have other friends, doctors and lawyers and all, and they just, it's, if I put something like, oh, a picture of my mom when she was Miss Pan Am 1949, you know, I get all this, oh, look at this, you know, old girlfriends, oh, it is great, your mother was beautiful, da, da, da. But if I put up anything else, it's nothing, zero.
Sure.
And it's like, not even, Mark, you're crazy. But you know, the last week, I was just looking through it, and the last week, from number 15 on in the 30 sections I have on the third section of Hitler's peace plans, it's the last week from August 25th, 39, he keeps on trying. Unbelievable amount of things he's trying to do right up to the end. And then, they get to Danzig, he gives a speech and says, well, we just want Danzig. And, you know, he also said, look, we just want Danzig. Let us have a corridor. Let us build an autobahn and a railroad through to Danzig. That's it.
Right.
That's it.
We'll pay for it. We'll hire Polish workers to build it.
Yes. Yeah. And so, but, you know, going back to the whole Polish thing, of course, it's failed to ever be mentioned. 16 days after Germans invaded Poland, the Soviets invaded Poland.
But it was okay for the Soviets.
Nobody even knows that.
Yeah.
Nobody even knows it. And if they do find out, well, it's all, whatever. Oh, we loved Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The biggest mass murderer, or maybe one of the biggest mass murderers in history. He's a good guy. He's Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
Who comes up with this PR stuff? Oh, that's right. Same people.
Yes. Yes.
It's like, so you have Hitler even on September 1st or 2nd. September 1st, he gives a speech at the Reichstag. And he says, look, and he goes to, you know, Britain and France. You know, we just want Danzig and the corridor. We, that's it. And he got his answer, you know, on September 3rd, when they both declared war on him. So you have another one, which I brought up also, which was the controversy around the miracle of Dunkirk, as Winston put it. And have something...
Yeah, what else? He's such a disgusting human being.
Beyond disgusting.
I know, but I can't.
It, it's quite amazing that that when I started learning about him, it almost makes you vomit. It's just beyond anyway. I was trying to get to. I lost it. Yeah, well, here's Poland wants war with Germany, and Germany will not be able to avoid it, even if she wants. This is the Polish Marshal, you know. And until you know, Poland had decent relations with Germany until that general died. What, 35? What's his name? And they went to the state funeral and all this, and then all of a sudden it started going down.
Well, the British and the Americans made a promise to Polish leaders, hey, if you'll do this, we'll come in and we'll be on your side and we'll support you. And they didn't. They totally lied.
It worked just fine. I mean, they protected Poland really well.
Sure.
I mean, look where Poland was at the end of the war.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. You know,
sure.
They didn't even protect Poland. France made their little thing, you know, after 15 days like they said they would. But they got returned, and it's just, and people don't recognize that. That's the, you know, another thing that people, I try to point out that kind of stuff to people right up front, like no long-range heavy bombers or that, you know, he just wanted to go into Danzig in the corridor. It's just, and that's why it made me, when I knew there was a few of them, when I knew about Hess and what they did and these other few peace, and, you know, I heard people, even real smart people, say, oh, there's like 7 or 8 of them, Mark. And then when I started doing research, I was like, oh, my God. No, it's not 7 or 8. There's two dozen or more of them.
Right.
And constantly, and everyone was ridiculed, shot down. Not at once again. If anybody can find any Allied peace plans, please tell me, because I couldn't find any.
Exactly. Yes.
Matter of fact, I just did another Google search before the show when I was making some notes for myself, and I put in Allied peace plans, and it kept on coming up World War I. So I put in Allied peace plans World War II, and nothing except for World War I. But then one came up when I put in Hitler's peace plans. Hitler's peace plans, which my work is still number one, but duh. But there was something down there. From
gosh, I wonder why.
History.com, and it said something about it was right before the Munich Agreement. It was like 2 or 3 days before, right? And so, and it was FDR saying, you know, we have to have peace in Czechoslovakia, da 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 da. Right now. So that's not a peace plan. And it's like, and once again, the you know, the land that was Czechoslovakia was not. It was 90+% German. German.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So you have, you know, it's, and as I've said once again before on your show, you really, you take a few steps back and think, you know, there's 100 million people died in Jewish wars in the 20th century.
Wow.
100 million souls that didn't. Now, I sort of get a little pissed off about people now and the whole game they're playing with, you know, support the vets, wounded warriors, and all this.
Oh, that just makes me so mad. I just have these people come back with no legs and they say, oh, I'd do it again. I say, you're stupid. You're stupid to even be over there. I just get so angry at that.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, you know, the male, yes, me too. The ignorance and the exuberance of youthful males. This is why out of every 206 births, there's 105 boys and 106 boys and 100 girls. Okay, nature makes more boys on purpose because we're crazy. We're full of testosterone. Yes, we want to show off, and we're crazy, and we're prone to violence, and we're aggressive, and that's why we're predators. We have eyes in front of our heads, and so nature knows this magically. What I get at is that, you know, don't we ever learn by our mistakes from history? I mean, you know, what, like Agent Orange during the Vietnam War,
Sure.
I mean, so all these games, I mean, don't you see through it? And you let your son to go, or now we have women.
That makes me sick.
Yeah. I was like, my God, they can get women to abort their children and fight in wars. Okay. Boy, feminism is wonderful, isn't it?
Isn't it just terrific?
Yeah, and the sort of hatred of it all. You know, it's like another thing. What I saw on Facebook was a really interesting picture of all the people out in Berkeley with the masks on. They totally covered their faces, huh? They're dressed in black. They all have, you just see their eyes. And then it was juxtaposed with a picture of ISIS and all their masks on and just seeing their eyes. And it's like, who's who? All these people on the left are, you know, they've had now three riots. They wouldn't let Ann Coulter, you know, I don't like her, speak at Berkeley because they can't control these people. Really? Now, who's financing this?
Oh, Soros, no doubt. He's financing so many things.
Amazing. I saw a list of, by the way, also, you know, there's people very emboldened on Facebook, and I know a few people that just got constantly thrown off. And I'm wondering why I haven't, but it's just... what I think is happening also is that they don't put out your news feeds or whatever. They just... There's things... It was like I said back now 2 hours when I first put out my 9/11 stuff, my phone got tapped and I started telling people. My phone was tapped and they didn't want to believe me. And these are the people that stayed around with me still. And I said, well, it is. And then they heard it finally on their end. And then they went, oh my God. And they get fearful right away.
But don't the Jews promote this, as you say, the ignorance and exuberance of young males? I mean, you have to look at who's running the sports teams, what they do at sports events. I mean, everybody gets up and they pledge allegiance to the flag, yep. and they yep. do the Star Spangled Banner and all this stuff, and they wear uniforms, and they, I mean, from day one.
Fly over and they have colored bands that, right, and you see the military is paying for this. Like the military has, what, a six-floor freaking building out in Hollywood?
Sure. Well, like yes. They educate, yeah.
They indoctrination, make sure everything is fine. We'll give you our Black Hawk helicopters if you do, you know, Black Hawk down or whatever the hell it is, and make it look good, and, you know.
Yeah, forget giving your boys heroes. Guns. Yeah. Give them a game and show them how to shoot really fast. Yeah. And that is the Pentagon working with Hollywood. So, yes. And you have
video
to ask,
game industry,
okay,
right.
Who's behind this? Who is creating this?
I came on your show a couple of years ago. I said this also, repeating, but Sergeant York, the film, which was with Gary Cooper, and I it was the first film when I was a young boy. I went, Rrr! I mean, I got pissed off. I saw through it. It was one of the first real things I saw through as pure propaganda. And I remember right before I came on your show, I put it into Google. I said, I got the notion, when was it put out? And it was released in September of 1941. It adds a conditioning for World War II.
And look at all the stuff that came out during World War I. And all they get all the Hollywood stars to come out and promote it. And you know,
well, those Germans were chopping off kids' hands and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they were...
Another incubator story. Really?
And you see the press secretary about a week and a half ago talk about Hitler didn't even use chemical weapon. And all of a sudden he had to bow down to Sheldon Adelson and everybody else.
That was amazing.
It's quite amazing, actually, because could you be that stupid to say that? I mean, in reverse, huh? He's not that, or was this done on purpose? Because you can't really be that stupid.
I don't
stupid.
Know. Yeah, it's kind of amazing that
yes,
he said
it is.
That.
Yeah, it is.
But, I mean, if you did it on purpose, it would just bring up the whole cut. Oh, those poor 6 million. No, 100 million were killed, but we're going to focus on 6 million who actually weren't killed. I mean, when you stop and think about all the millions of people that died during World War One, two, and the wars
and,
in between.
And wounded, not only physically wounded, huh?
Yeah.
I knew some older guys that came back from Vietnam War, and they were psychos.
Well, of course. Okay. I mean, you can't participate in that.
Post-traumatic stress? Yes. It was these guys, they just wanted to die. They just, quite a few of them I knew. And
sure.
A couple of them took their own lives. One of them was in Operation Ranch Hand, which was the Agent Orange, huh? The default.
Right. Okay. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
And our guest today is Mark R. Elsas. And the websites that we've been discussing are HitlersPeacePlans.com, HolocaustRevisionism.com, and RudolfHess.net, among other things.
History is not ended. It will sooner or later take up the threads apparently broken off forever and knit them together in a new pattern. Rudolf Hess, June 18th, 1945.
Wow.
So, you see, this is what it gets me, that you And that's what they're so scared of. And this is the Amazon and the Google purging of all this stuff, which, you know, they blamed. It's like my best friend who's calling me asked me a little while ago. He goes, Mark, what about the book burning?
Right.
And it's like, or like my friend that I always talked about, my older friend, woman friend who loves me and thinks I'm a genius. But when I brought up the Holocaust a few years ago, she goes, well, why did they invade France? You know, it's so. And I said, well, number one, they were attacked by France, like I said in May, but they declared war on them. And so it's, but you have like the book burning. I said, well, it was, from what I know, started in the colleges. And it was, I said to him, guess whose books they were burning, Michael? And he started laughing. And so his answer was very quick to him because he's listened to me too much. From what I know, they let it happen because I brought up what's happening to my own work and others all, you know, and I said, you know, it's not just little on me. There's like Arthur Butts and there's all of these doctorate people that have been purged now.
Right.
And he goes, really? And I said, yes, Michael, really. And so you know, there's a great essay, and I was going to read it, but I'm not. And it's in Holocaust Revisionism, right before 50 sections, between the history of the Jews and 50 sections. And it's called The Jew by Dr. Joseph Goebbels. And it was written in 1920, January 21st, 29. It's just a wonderful, very short essay that is just great. And it, you know, I just want for these people to change, but they don't change. And there's something very strange. My sister used to tell me, she goes, I don't know if they're from here.
They're psychotic. Absolutely. Well,
and she says it's something about the vibration, like the, you know, the you see the guys at the Wailing Wall, and it's just... And she goes, you know, it's sound is the beginning of everything. It's the vibration. And, you know, it changes geometric form with vibrating or the different frequencies.
That is interesting.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, but, you know, and I laughed at her. I said, what do you mean they're not from here? And she goes, because, you know, they have a hatred toward everybody else here.
We're all cattle.
Yes, and there. Once you start digging in a little bit, you know, you take a look at the Talmud and all that, you see what it is.
Sure.
It's bless you, Deanna. I send everybody, try your best to give love and pass on the word of truth.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. Take care. We'll talk to you next week, listeners. Bless your hearts. Bye-bye.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.